Good morning.
Good morning.
Glad to be in the house of the Lord.
Yes.
Glad to be serving a God that we've been hearing about this morning. The God that she served, that blessed her and helped her with her situation, yeah. That healed her body. That's the same God.
Yeah.
That's just the same today. The Bible says he's just the same today, yesterday, and forever. Yeah. And so we're glad about that this morning.
Yeah.
Now, she doesn't know. I didn't collaborate with her what our message was going to be on this morning. But the Lord blessed and he allowed her to say what she needed to say. And we thank God for that this morning. Our message this morning is on help. On help, H-E-L-P. God is a God that shows his love through helping us, right? And so he shows us his love. He wants to help us. He wants to bless us. But then there's also something that he wants us to do, and I want to talk about that this morning. As always, I desire your prayers. I appreciate the presence of the Lord in the song service and the testimonies and the prayers in every part of the service. But I need the Lord to help me in this part of the service as well. And so I desire your prayers. God, he said he's our refuge and our strength. He says he's our very present help in time of trouble. And I've always loved that scripture because I've always keyed on the refuge and the strength portion. But this morning I want to talk about the help portion of the scripture. So I desire your prayers this morning. God wants our relationship to be based upon love. His relationship with us is based upon his love towards us. But he doesn't just love us, he shows us his love. Somebody get Matthew 22 and read verse number 37 and verse number 38. I appreciate the Lord this morning for what he will do for us and what he has done for us. Do we have Matthew 22, 37 and 38? You beat me there, go ahead and read it, please. Yes.
Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul.
Yes.
And with all thy mind.
Yes.
This is the first and great commandment.
All right. So the Lord said that he wants us to love him with all our hearts, with all our souls, with all our minds. And so what God does is he tells us what he wants us to do, and then he shows us what he wants us to do. He shows us his love by helping us. And so we have an understanding that not only does he love us, but we're going to have to love others. And when we love others, then we got to be willing to help. John 13 and 35. Somebody read that for us this morning. I'm not going to tell you anything new, anything different, but I want to highlight a few things of what the Lord has given me. He says, by this shall all men know that ye are my disciples if ye have love one to another. It's easy for me to sit back and say, yes, I love my brother and my sister. It's easy for me to say that I would help if I knew what I could do to help the situation. But God is wanting us to go one step beyond the loving in our hearts and do something about it. He wants us to help somebody. He helps us, and so he wants us to be willing to help somebody else. The sister was talking about the cancer that she had in her body. She cried unto the Lord, and he heard her cry, and he did something about what was her situation, and she's happy, and she's healthy, and she's whole today. God is that same God. He puts that love in us by helping us, and he wants us to help others. May God help us this morning. Be praying for us this morning. Devil didn't want us to talk about that. What I first want to talk about is how God loves us, and then I want to talk about Jesus, our example. Then I want to talk about, may God help us this morning, husbands and wives setting that example. I want to talk about parenting by the grace and help of God. I don't want to keep you too long this morning, but I want you to know that God wants us to do something with our love. And what he wants us to do is to have a spirit and a mentality and a mindset of being willing to help any and everyone that is in need. One of the things that does for us is it puts us in a certain category in people's hearts and in their minds. If every time you come in contact with a certain person, they have a helpful attitude, that puts them in a category in your mind. And so what happens is when you do that in a spiritual way, when people have a spiritual need, they know who to go to. They know to go to the people of God, those that are always willing and able and ready to help at a moment's notice. is. And so God is wanting us to take our love a step further and have a helping mentality by the grace and help of God. All right? God has a will and a purpose. And so what he does is he has his will and his purpose for our lives, but he enlists our help. He solicits our help and he enlists our help in accomplishing his will. If you think about the Bible and all the people that are talked about in the Bible, they had a job to do. God could do it himself, but he in his wisdom, he allows us to do it because it not only helps others, but it helps us as well. God is way smarter than we are. And so he knows that when we have the love in our hearts and we're setting about doing his will, doing his purpose, then it's good for us, but it's also good for others as well. And so God knows that. And so he instructs us to do these things by his grace and his help and his mercy. The Bible says in Philippians 2 and 13, it says that it's God that works in us both to will and to do of his good pleasure. And so God puts this in our hearts. He gives us these instructions. He helps us to do these things. And then people understand that's what we do. We are the people of God, and that's what we do. We are helpers. It gives us our proper identity. All right. People need help and need to know who to turn to when they are in need. If I truly love everybody, I'm going to want to see them prosper. If I truly love everybody, I want to see others prosper. If I want them to prosper, then I've got to be willing to help when I see a need. May God help us this morning. Lord, lead us and guide us and help us to follow your leading and helping others. May God help us this morning. There's a scripture, that scripture that I quoted earlier is in Psalms 46 and 1. It says that God is our refuge. Turn to it if you get a chance, and we'll read it. It says here, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. So think about when we are us as human beings. I'll talk about myself. Seemed like from birth I was prone to trouble. I was always into trouble. If I wasn't in trouble, I just got out of trouble. And if I just got out of trouble, I'm about to get back into some trouble. It seemed like it was something that came natural to me. And so God, in his love and his mercy, he extended help to me. He says he's our refuge and our strength, a very present help in trouble. When I'm in trouble, I need to be able to go to someone that can help me out of that trouble. Sometimes we go to our friends and our loved ones, and they love us and they care about us, but they can't help us get out of that kind of trouble that we have gotten ourselves into. But what God is, he's our refuge, he's our safe place, he's a hiding place. God is our refuge and he's our strength. So when we need strength to do what is right, God's able to be our not only our refuge, but he's also able to give us strength to do what is right. And then he says, if you get yourself in trouble, he's able to get us out of that trouble. And so may God help us this morning to go to God when we get ourselves in trouble and to learn how to be like he is. Be willing to help somebody. Be willing to be their strength. Be willing to be a refuge for somebody. God does that for us. We can do it for others by his grace and help his mercy. May God help us this morning. I was always in trouble as a child, and there's a scripture that kind of defines who I was at a side. Somebody go to Job 14 and 1 and let's talk about it a little bit. This is who I was, but God has cleansed me and he has helped me and he has made me a better man by the grace and help of God. I'm no longer this person. Job 14:1. Somebody read that for us, please. Man that is born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble. God is our refuge and strength. He's a very present help in trouble. If this is your situation, God has the help for you. He's willing to and able to help you. I'm so thankful for God's help. Somebody go to Romans 8:26. May God help us this morning. This is something else that we need to look at. We're talking about God's willingness. We are followers. He says, the Bible says, be ye followers of God as dear children. Yeah. All right? So being followers of God means that we're following Christ. Being followers of Christ means that we're doing what Christ did when he was here. May God help us this morning. And so we have to know what he did and then be willing to let God help us do it by the grace and help of God, leaving the glory and the honor unto him. Anybody have Romans 8:26? Go ahead and read, please.
Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmity.
All right.
For we know not what we should pray for.
Yes. Yes.
The Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered.
All right. Infirmity means a physical or a spiritual or a mental weakness, right? And so all of us have something that we have to battle with on a daily basis. Something that we're not the best at. We're not good at it. But God says here in the Word of God, it says the Spirit itself also helpeth our infirmities. It helpeth our weaknesses. All right. And so we have to avail ourselves to God. Lord, I have a problem with you fill in the blank. You fill in the blank there. You say, Lord, I have a problem with that and I need help with that. And when we go to God on a continual daily basis, what he does is he helps us with that weakness that we have. And so he wants to help us so that not just that we can be strong, but that we can use that strength to help somebody else. So it says here, the Spirit itself helps us with our infirmities. What is that? Verse number 26.
For we know not what we should pray for.
All right.
God,
all right.
The Spirit itself maketh intercessions for us.
Yes.
With groanings that cannot be.
All right, this applies not only to prayer, but it applies to whatever we may have problems with in our lives. I want to encourage you this morning that the Spirit, one of the workings of the Spirit is to do this for us in our lives, to help us where we are short, to help us where we are weak. God is, that's the way he expresses his love. He is a helper. That's who he is. We need help, and we come to him, he helps us. But he wants us to be doing the same thing to others. May God help us this morning. We already read Philippians 2 and 13. He wants to help us to do it, and he puts his love in us, enabling us to do it. Somebody go to Isaiah 64 and 6 by the grace and help of God. We need the Lord to help us, but then we need the Lord to help us to be willing to help others once he has helped us. May God help us this morning. 64 and 6. You have that for us.
But we are all as
all right.
All our righteousness is as filthy rags.
All right.
And we all do fade as the leaf, and our iniquities, like the wind, have taken us away.
May God help us this morning. What I wanted us to get to is that first portion of that verse. We are all as an unclean thing, and all our righteousness are as filthy rags. This is talking about without God. I don't have anything to offer unless God helps me to have something to offer. The things that sometimes it hinders us because we're out here trying to do the work of the Lord without the Lord helping us. You can't do the work of the Lord without God in you. All right? And so we get discouraged. We say, well, that person can't be helped. Those individuals, they're just going to do what they're going to do. But let God come into you and help you to be what he would have you to be. Then go out and do the work of God. Because what I have is of no value without God. But with God, it says in the Bible, without him, I can do nothing. But with him, I can do all things. All things are possible. All right? And so what God wants to do is for us to understand that we don't have anything to offer in and of ourselves, and that we need his help if we're going to be helpful, if we're going to be a blessing to anybody else. May God help us this morning. Bottom line, we need God's help to help us, and then he wants us to go help others. May God help us this morning. Let's talk about the example of Jesus. We can go to countless scriptures, but if you think about Jesus, the main thing he did is that he showed his love to others. We were talking about this morning. May God help us this morning. Encourage and bless our hearts by the grace that we talk about touching the hem of his garment. So that what that meant was when the woman with the issue of blood came to Jesus, he wasn't even aware that she was on her way to him. But he was of such had such love in his heart and had such a mind and a heart to help that when she touched him, it blessed her. May God help us this morning. I'll be that way. May God help us this morning. When somebody come to us, do we have the love of God in us in such a way that them just coming in contact with us, it helps them? May God help us this morning. That's what God is wanting to do for us. And people think, well, the devil will tell you, well, you can't do that. You're not Jesus. Well, what are you then? What are you? You're not Jesus. Okay, I'll give you that. But what are we then? What are we? Well, we're his disciples. Okay, that's a good word. But what do we call ourselves? Are we Christians?
Yeah.
Well, what does that mean then? What does that mean? If we're a Christian, what does that mean? Our followers of Christ, we're trying to be like him, right? All right? And so don't sell yourself short. That's what I'm trying to tell you this morning. We can talk about all the good things that Christ did, and we're going to talk about a few things. But I want us to understand that God saved you and me, if you're saved this morning, so that you can love everybody. And when you love everybody, you're willing to help somebody else out. May God help us this morning. Shouldn't be no big thing for you to help somebody else out. All right, I was down in South Oak Cliff working this week, and this isn't about me. This is what God does with you and with me, but I want us to understand something. This is what God wants. It shouldn't be a difficulty, all right? So we're down there. We're making run after run after run. Everybody wants to harm themselves. Everybody wants to do violent acts. So we're just making run after run after run. I'm getting hungry, okay? And so anybody knows me that I need to eat when I need to eat, if you know what that means, all right? And so we were making run after run, and so we finally get a break, and we go to work at 7, I'm probably there at 6 something, and about 1:30, we're finally going to get us a chance to eat. And I ate a little something, but it wasn't enough. And so we had, but my partners, I bought my lunch. My partners, they were going to get Chipotle. So I said, I'm going to go get a bag of fries or something like that. So I go into the store. I go get the fries. I come back out. I'm thinking about eating some food. And some man comes up to me. And he says, brother, he said, I got me and my wife. We're living behind this church. He ain't asked me for no money. He ain't asked me for no. He said, I'm hungry. I'm hungry. Do you have, can you give me? I'll take anything. That touched my heart. That touched my heart. He said, the first thing he thought, I thought, him and his wife living behind a church? And then I look at him, clothes is ragged. He's not counting me. And even if he was, where is my heart at? I want to help. I want to be a blessing. And so I looked at those Cajun fries. Those nice and steamy Cajun fries. And I kissed them goodbye. Amen. By the help of the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
What does the Bible say?
Yes.
When I was hungry, you did what? You fed me. When I was thirsty, you gave me something to drink, right? When I was naked, you clothed me, right? What is all of that? That's love being expressed, and it's helping somebody, right?
Yeah.
Remember that Samaritan, right?
Yeah.
Remember the good Samaritan? Those that were supposed to help, what'd they do? One of them walked past them, then the other one, he walked on the other side of the street. He didn't want to even look at it.
Right.
Remember that?
Is
that the way we're living our lives? I've been talking to the Lord about this because I said, Lord, I'm conflicted, right? Sometimes some people run up to you and say, I need some money. And you know, I say, you know, I don't know, brother. Your shoes is newer than mine. You look healthy. And I'm not just talking about in a monetary way. What I'm talking about is being followers of Christ, being followers of God as dear children, right? Lord, help me to stop worrying about what they're going to do with what you place on my heart to give them.
Yeah.
Lord, help me to give them, whether it be the word of God, whether it be some money, whether it be whatever it is, Lord, help me to do it and leave the rest unto you, Lord. Help me to just have a helping mentality, because what if God did me like that?
Yeah.
I want you to think about your salvation. I'm going to tell you about mine. Many times I come to the Lord and said, Lord, I need this. I want this. I got to have this. And if God looked at my ulterior motive, he could have said, you know what? No. But the goodness of God leadeth sinners to repentance. You see what I'm saying? And so sometimes God will say yes to us just so we can understand that he really does love us. That he's willing to help us. And he ain't worried about the ulterior motive right now. He wants our hearts. And once he has our hearts, he'll get rid of that ulterior motive. And then he can use us like he wants to use us. Praise God. Praise God. And so this is what we're talking about this morning. Am I willing to help? Am I willing to give of myself? Am I willing to put that love in action by the grace and help of God? Or is it that the Samaritan, right? The Samaritan represents the one that's not supposed to be helping anybody. Supposed to be all about themselves. Is the Samaritan out? Is they out there out giving me? Is the sinners out there outdoing the Christians right now? Lord, help us. I'm not saying don't be led of the Spirit. I'm not saying don't be wise as serpent and harmless as dove. I'm not saying that. But I'm saying, is it in my heart, is it in my mind to be like Jesus? Do I really want to show my love? Am I willing to help somebody in need? Most of us, if not all of us, are in a surplus, whether we know it or not.
True.
We're in a surplus. We go to another country, some third world country. You talking about, the brother was talking about before we did Sunday school this morning, he was talking about he was thankful for running water. There's places in this world that do not have running water.
Right.
There's places in this world where people have not eaten for a week, 2 weeks, a month, and they're dying of starvation.
Right.
May God help us. We are the people of God. Are we willing to get out there and help in any way that we can?
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about Jesus for a little bit. Somebody go to Ephesians, read chapter 5, verse 1 and 2. He's our example, all right? I want to follow Jesus. So that's Ephesians 5, verse 1 and 2.
Be therefore followers of God and dear children.
All right, what's the second verse say?
Walk in love.
All right. All right.
And have given himself
for us. All right.
And offering him a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling savior.
All right, all right. That's a lot. That's a tall order, isn't it? He said, be followers, be ye therefore followers of God as dear children. It says, walk in love.
Yeah.
Walking in love, does that mean that, yeah, I got the love in my heart, but I'm not fooling with you, though? It's in there, though, somewhere. I'll find it in a little bit. What does it mean to walk in love? What does that mean? Does that mean I'm not willing to do something? Or is that love that's really in there? If it's in there, is it going to come out anyway?
Yeah.
You can't hide it. Mm-hmm. You can't hide it. It's in there. And so it says, walk in love as Christ has loved us and given himself as an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling flavor. That's our guide. That's our example. That's what we're aspiring to do by the grace and help of God. Remember, I told you earlier or in the sermon that I'm reiterating this, okay? When we do these kinds of things, when we do more than, I'm just telling you that I'm a Christian, or more than just not sinning, which is good. I'm not minimizing any of that. But when we have the true love in our heart, not only are we willing to help, but what does it do as well? It identifies us, doesn't it?
Yes.
It identifies us as a child of God.
Yes.
And so those that have a need in their souls, they can come to us with an assurance that our relationship is intact with God. We have a true and working relationship with God. Not only can we help them with what we have, with what God has given us, but we can lead them to Christ. That's what the Christian job is. But if I'm not even willing to give up the fries, you understand? Why would I trust that what you have is truly of God? Why would I trust that? May God help us this morning. Some people are discouraged and they don't believe in God, not because God is not real, but because people are not living in these ways that we're talking about this morning.
Yes.
I'm not making any accusation. I believe that we're all doing that, but we can all get better at it.
Yes.
We can all get closer unto the Lord.
Yes.
May God help us this morning. Luke 4 and 18, verse 19. Somebody read that for us this morning. We're talking about being like Jesus this morning. This is a full-time job. It's a daily job.
Yeah.
The enemy's going to fight this thing with everything that he has because he doesn't want people knowing about the great God of heaven.
Yeah.
All right, Luke 4, verse 18 and 19, if you have it, go ahead and read, please.
The Spirit of the Lord is upon me.
All right.
Because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to
All right.
He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted.
All right.
To preach deliverance to the captive.
All right.
To recovery of sight to the blind.
All right.
To set at liberty them that are bruised.
All right.
To preach the acceptable year of the Lord.
All right. So devil gonna tell you can't do that. Mm. You're not Jesus. Mm. We talked about that before, right?
Yeah.
Preach. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Preach the gospel. Can we do that? But I'm not a good speaker, though. Live it. The brother said, live it.
Yes.
What one brother said, preach the gospel, use words if necessary.
Right?
Right? How are you living?
Yeah.
Right? Are you living in a way that somebody can look at you and know that you are a child of God?
Yeah.
They can follow your life. But like when I say follow your life, I'm talking about you're not even aware that they're watching you.
Right. Yes.
They come up to you and you say, hey, how's it going? They say, you know, I've been watching you for a while.
Uh-huh.
Are you a Christian? Yeah, I'm a Christian.
Mm-hmm.
You know the Lord. Don't, yeah, I know the Lord. Well, here's the proof. Sooner or later, they're gonna let you know what's going on with it.
Yes.
Can you pray for them?
Yes.
Can you encourage them along the way? Yes. Would that help is my question.
Mm-hmm.
There's something that we can do all the time. We can be a listening ear. If nothing else, we can hear about it.
Yeah.
And we can care about it. We can show that we love because we're listening and we care. Or we can be like, hold on, I got something to do. I'll get back with you.
Mm.
May God help us this morning. He says, preach the gospel to the poor.
Mm-hmm.
Heal the brokenhearted. I know we can't heal anybody unless God, it gives us the power to heal. But we do know the one that can heal.
Yes.
And so we can be pray with and pray for them. And
yes.
God can provide healing to them.
Right.
Yes. Do you think that might help just a little bit?
Mm-hmm.
May God help us this morning. Brokenhearted, preach deliverance to the captives, recovering of the sight to the blind. Listen, it's not about what you can't do. You understand?
Right.
It's not about what you, stop looking at what you can't do. Don't matter what you can't do. It's about what you can do. When God looks at you, He ain't looking at what you can't do. He's looking at what you can do, and He's requiring you and me to do what we can do,
yeah.
Not what we can't do. Don't let what you can't do hinder you from doing what you can do.
Right.
May God help us this morning.
Yeah.
Lord, I'm not good at that. Lord, I might fail. Don't worry about that. The sister talked about she planted the flowers in one day, and the brother passed away on the next day, but she did what God told her to do,
right.
And he got a blessing out of that.
Yeah.
You understand? So we're not worried about who gonna water the flowers. We ain't worried about that part.
Yeah.
We worried about what he's telling us to do, doing that, and then we'll leave that rest with the Lord.
Yeah.
May God help us this morning. Lord, I'm not good at talking. Well, that's all right. Do you have a voice, though?
Yeah. All right.
Huh? Do you have a voice? Remember Moses, when the Lord told Moses, listen, I want you to lead all these people. He said, I can't even talk, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
I'll stutter and all kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just not good at it. Lord knows what you can do and can't do. Do what you can do.
Yeah.
Don't worry about failing either. Don't worry about failing.
Right. Amen.
Don't let failure hinder you.
Yes.
All right? Don't let failure hinder you. Do what you can. Do it as unto the Lord.
Yeah.
Do what he told you to do and leave the rest with God.
Amen.
We're only seeing a part of the picture.
Right.
If I live to be 1,000-year-old, I still only see the part of the picture.
This is true.
Right? God sees the entirety of the picture. All right? And so he knows what his will and his purpose is in our lives. He just needs a willing vessel, somebody that's willing to love, somebody that's willing to help. May God help us this morning. I can be a blessing and a help to others.
Amen.
I can point others to Christ. That's the takeaway. All right, let's talk about the husband. I want to talk about husbands and wives. I want to talk about parents. And I'm not really going to talk about children, even though children, I'm going to say this. I want you to apply this to your understanding. If we as parents and we as leaders in the community do our job, we set the precedent, we set the example.
Yeah.
The children are going to do what they see, not what we say.
Right.
Right? If they see us, if what we're saying is what we're doing, that's what they're going to do.
Right.
All right? So what the enemy does is he like to get in the home and sow discord between the husband and the wife.
Yeah.
And the way that he does that is, how many people do you know that they actually love each other, but they don't get along and something's going on in terms of the relationship? Now you answer me this. If the husband had the mindset of helping the wife, and the wife had the mindset of helping the husband, how would the devil get in between them two? He can't do it. Husbands, love your wife as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it. So not only do you love her, but you give yourself for it. So in other words, if she needs some help, remember I told you about the identity part of it. I'm giving a secret here this morning. This is something that I've learned from the Word of God. If I, as a husband, I have the mindset to help my wife, then it's going to be hard for the devil to get in there and do something with her and cause her to come against me. You see what I'm saying? And the same way with the wife. If that's our mindset, we just want to help one another. If it's going to help, I'm going to do it. If it's not going to help, I'm not going to do it. If what I'm saying is going to help, let me say it. But if what I'm going to say is not going to help, then Lord, help me not to say it.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
If that so that's how love goes from in our hearts to being expressed between the two of you.
Yeah.
I learned this because I didn't know how to do this. And so I didn't. I'm just going to be honest with you. You know how many people that love somebody else, but they don't know how to express that love?
Right.
Start with a helping mindset.
Yes.
If you want to help somebody, then you're going to have to get to know them and know what they're going through.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have to know what's going to bless them and what's going to be a hindrance to them.
Right.
See?
Amen.
Don't get quiet on me now.
Yes.
It's true.
Yes, it is.
It's true. All right. So the husband, I want to talk to the husbands this morning first. Somebody get Ephesians 5 and 25 and read that for us. Yes.
Love your wife.
All right.
Even as Christ also loved the church.
All right.
And gave himself for it.
All right. Christ is our example. I want to talk with the husbands because it starts with us.
Yeah.
Sometimes the husband, they are waiting for the wife to take the lead. That's not her job. You set the example. You set the example. If you don't know what you're doing, ask the Lord to do it. The Bible says, any man lack wisdom, what does it say?
Ask
of God. Give to who? All men. Just a little bit? What's liberally mean? All you can stand and some more. If any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not. All right? So he won't even get on to you about it. You can go to him and say, Lord, I don't know what I'm doing with my wife. I'm just not good at it. I love her. That's why I'm with her. But I don't know how to love her. I don't know how to do it. So I need you to help me.
Yeah.
Help her so she can know that I love her. The enemy wants to work in your home.
Yeah.
He wants to sow discord.
Yeah.
And so what he's doing is when you're not being helpful, he's saying, look at that brother over there. Supposed to be all strong and muscly and whatnot. Can't even get up and help me fold these clothes. And the man said, I'm a man. I ain't fold no clothes. Because men don't fold clothes. You want love in your home?
Amen.
You want your home to be healthy?
Amen.
And work properly?
Yes.
Because all I do is man stuff around here. I'm a man. Lord have mercy.
Yes.
Be willing to help. What does it? We won't tell on you. Brother Cameron, if I come to your house and you fold some clothes, I promise I won't tell on you. It's going to be all right. If I see you with in the dishes, washing some dishes, it's going to be all right, brother. I'm not going to tell nobody. You a man in my eye. Matter of fact, you're even more of a man, and I'm being honest.
Amen. That's right.
Huh? Be willing to help. Right? Because if we set that example, then our wives begin to look at us in a certain way. You know what? Every time he come home, he got a word of encouragement. Every time he come home, he's looking to do something to bless this household. I love that man. I'm going to do something for it. You think it don't work? Let me tell you, it does. Amen. It does. It's not enough for us to have the love. We got to do something with it. And so, young people, when you're looking for your husband, be preparing yourself. Don't think about what you're not going to do. Think about what you are going to do. Husbands and wives. Y'all didn't know I was going to get into all this morning. Neither did I, but it's true, though. If you talk to the young people today, well, he ain't going to make me do this, and she not going to do that with me. Well, just stay with yourself then. Then you can just do what you want. Come on now. How you going to have a marriage and nobody ain't going to help nobody else? You got the wife, she overworked because the husband ain't helping. Or you got the husband, he overworked because the wife ain't helping. How is that going to work? The Bible said that, man, it's not good for man to be alone. And let me tell you, it is not. So what did God do? He reached in Adam, didn't he? Reached in and got that old rib, didn't he? And he made that woman, didn't he? He said, here you go. That's a help meet for you. You see what I'm saying? See? But if somebody's going to help you, then that means you doing something yourself. Some of us, we just want all the help. We don't want to do nothing. I don't think nobody in here like that. God forbid if they are, but you can't have success in a marriage like that. And so, young people, when you're looking for a husband, you're looking for a wife, you be looking for somebody that is helpful, and then you be somebody that is helpful. See if that works by the grace and help of God. Because now the devil can't say nothing. He come in, you helped her, and she helping you. What he gonna say? I don't know. But in the opposite situation, when somebody is overworked and underpaid, I'll put it that way, then he come in and he talk to that overworked and underpaid person and say, man, I don't know if that's the one for you. I think you might have missed it. The same one that tell you is going to be the same one that's going to bring Sally or Joseph your way. And you already feeling bad because you overworked and underpaid, we'll put it that way, right? And so you're now looking at them some type of way. We'll put it that way. No.
Amen.
Work together.
Yes.
Help one another.
Amen.
All right. And then as the children are looking on, they say, "Okay, this is how it's supposed to work."
Yes.
Well, but I'm the husband now, and I say, well, you know what? At last time I tried to help, she got on to me. I didn't fold the clothes correctly. What do I do about that? Baby, I'm sorry. I'll do better.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, baby. I call my wife baby all the time.
Amen.
Sweetheart, I got 100 names for her.
Because
that's how I feel about her. And she feels the same way about me. But it's not because we didn't have to go through our bumps and bruises and come to this place. Now we have an understanding, see?
Yeah.
We want love in our home.
Yeah.
We want healthy children.
Yeah.
We want them to know what it's like to have a real marriage and to be able to move forward and have peace and joy in their life in this difficult world.
Yeah.
The world is already difficult.
Yes, it is.
Why do we need to have difficult marriages and situations at home that are making things worse? May God help us this morning. God's able to do it.
Yes, he will.
So take your love and put it into a helping mindset.
Yes.
And see if that don't bless and help. Because even if you do it wrong, I promise you, your wife will be pleased that you were willing to even help. She sees that you're trying. I'll be honest with you. My wife would come, Henry, you want me to help you with that? No. In the beginning. Until recently, guess what? I need some help too.
Amen.
I need some help too. And it blesses her to be able to help me, and it blesses me to know that she's willing to help.
Amen.
Praise God this morning. This stuff works. This is what works. All right? Prepare yourself if you're not already there. If you're there in this situation, put this in your life. All right? If your marriage is in trouble, put this in your life. And see if this doesn't work for you. All right, let's read another scripture this morning. I'm going to move forward. Let's see. I got most of that. Let's move forward to parents. Somebody go to Proverbs 22 and 6. And while you're going there, I want y'all to listen, especially you children. All right? Parents do have a job to do. We have a job to do. Matter of fact, everybody has a role.
Yeah.
Right? So I'm a father, a husband, a man of God, a co-worker, a friend. So I have several different hats. Everybody has different hats that they have to wear, and God has blessed you with those hats.
Yeah.
All right? But if we realize what our job is and our role is, and then we go to the Lord and we say, Lord, how do I do this thing most effectively? That's how we get it done.
Amen.
All right? That's how we get it done in a good way. And so all of those hats, there'll be no role that you have in life that helping won't be good for the relationship.
Yeah.
Somebody read that for us. Is it Proverbs 22 and 6?
Train up a child in the way he should go.
All right.
And when he is old, he will not depart from it.
All right. And so children, I want you to understand, and parents, you too, and I'm sure you do, but if you don't, I want you to understand. We have a job to do.
Amen.
There's a job that we have to do. So when we come and we're dealing with our children, God has instructed us to train up our children in the way that they what?
Should go.
Right. All right? And then it gives us more than that, all right? Because what can happen sometimes when we're raising our children, if we can get discouraged because we don't see them going in the way that they should go. Right. What's the last portion of the scripture? Train up a child in the way that they should go and what? When they are old, they won't depart from it. There's things that have been instilled in me from my parents that followed me all of my life. It's certain things I couldn't do, certain things I couldn't say, even though I was not saved and all that kind of stuff. It's too wrong. I can't do it.
Right.
I can't do it. And God was using that to protect me from some things so that I wouldn't have to be delivered later on or be fighting that thing the rest of my life.
Right.
So what God does is he instructs us as parents, train them in the way that they should go. Yeah. And when they get up, and so children, don't resist the training and the teaching, the godly training, the godly teaching that you are receiving from your parents.
Yeah.
And parents, don't be discouraged along the way. We're only trying to help. They're going to need these things. All right, go to, I believe it's Colossians 3 and 21. And it starts with the daddies again. Starts with the fathers. You know, the devil did a big thing when he got the daddies, when he started pulling the daddies out of the house.
Right.
The mothers, I'm going to be honest with you. This is not being chauvinistic or any of that. It's just the truth. Everybody has a role. And so in general, when it comes to the fathers, the children, sometimes they can manipulate and work that mama. And sometimes the mama whoop them and it ain't getting through. But when old daddy, we ain't doing no talking. See, mama done already told you, I'm listening in the room, mama done told you 4 or 5 times and you coming back and forth with her. You having a debate with your mother. And so then mama done popped you and you still went back and did it anyway. What is there to talk about? Ain't no more talking. We're going to deal with the issue. And then we're going to pray with you. Matter of fact, we might pray before, whoop you, and then pray after.
Amen.
You got to get it. You got to get it. Why are you mad at me? But you're really going to be mad at me if I don't do my job and you grow up unable to discipline and govern yourself.
Yeah.
You go to the prisons right now and you go ask 99% of the population what the problem was. Somebody wasn't in the home. Somebody didn't do their job as a parent.
Right.
That's what happened.
Right.
It's not about the poverty and all that stuff. We can overcome that. But when we don't do our jobs as parents, then they end up being bitter and upset and angry, not because they got the whoopings, but because they didn't get the whooping. Not because they didn't get the knowledge and the understanding that you children are getting on a daily basis.
Yeah.
And so we as parents have a job. And so what we got to do is take that job seriously and do that job. Read that scripture for us, please. Colossians 3:21.
Fathers,
yes.
Provoke not your children to anger.
Oh, okay. All right. Oh, okay. That's interesting. Mm-hmm. So they provoking the children to anger. They're putting that with discouragement. Mm-hmm. And he's talking to the fathers here. Mm-hmm. May God help us.
Yeah.
Our jobs as fathers.
Yeah.
We want to help our children.
Yeah.
We don't need anything extraneous. Lord, give me extra. Lord, give me the wisdom. This is our prayer. Give me the wisdom, the knowledge, and the understanding to be what you'd have. Help me to be what you'd have me to be. Because you know what? Sometimes I found this out in my own situation. I was short-tempered. So how am I going to raise a child being short-tempered? Children going to make mistakes. They're going to mess up. And so then when they mess up, I'm not helpful, discouraging. God had to deal with my heart. And he had to deal with me. He had to deal with me.
Yeah.
Because I'm doing damage to this child. And now they're discouraged. They don't even want to try. You say the kid is lazy. No, they're not lazy. They don't want to try because every time they do, they mess something up and you jump on their head. May God help us. This is how the Lord dealt with me.
Yeah.
Fathers, provoke not your children to anger. So there's a way for me to come to my child and deal with my child and set that example, set that precedent. And so they will want to listen. They'll want to obey because love precedes what I'm saying and what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And they know that I'm trying to help. I don't have to be perfect at it because nobody's perfect, but I'm doing the best I can by God's grace and help and mercy. That's what God wants you and I to do.
Yes.
And I'll tell you this, if I've had to go back and by the help of the Lord, undo some things that I did with one of my children. But do you know that the faithful, great God of heaven has provided healing, has provided help? I talk to this person all the time. So it's not too late. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
If we've made some mistakes, it ain't too late.
Right.
But fathers set the precedent.
Yes.
If the wife see the husband setting the precedent, she's going to follow that holy example, that righteous example. What happens is that this comes from God. God gives us the instruction, and then we give them the instructions, and we train them and teach them like they should. You know what God does? He backs what you're saying and what you're doing because it's from him anyway.
Right.
So it's not about me being bigger than you or stronger than you or being able to beat you into suggestion. That's not what it's about. It's about God's authority being given to you to do a job, to help.
Yeah.
And he backs that. And so what you'll find is you need much less physical stimulation to get the job done. My mama, man, I always be talking about my mama, but it's true though. It's true. If my mama look at me a certain way, I ain't gonna let her see it, but I might go around the corner and like my brother back there in the back, have some allergies. Because I knew she loved me deep down in my heart, in her heart.
Yes.
I knew if she made a mistake, I don't know. If she probably made some mistakes, but I don't care. She loved me and she was trying to do me right.
Yes.
You see? And so, fathers, this is the way we got to go.
Yes.
We set the example, and we set the example for the household. We do it by the grace and help of God. If there's something in us that's inhibiting us from doing that, then we go to the Lord and he helps us with that.
Yep.
All right, and I want to, I got to bring it to an end because I'll be up here all day. But I want to thank you for your time and your attention. I want to thank you for your prayers. I believe that the wife, let's read Ephesians 6:4. Did I read that one already? Ephesians 6:4, I don't think I did. Somebody get that for us and read it. Because the wives, they have a job to do too. The Bible talks about a virtuous woman, about who can find it and all that. The God is calling for the woman of the house to do that, but that's not for me to put on you. That's something that you have to want and you have to desire, and the Lord will bless and help you with that. Somebody read Ephesians 6 and 4.
And fathers, provoke not your children to wrath.
Yes.
All right,
so nurture, admonition of the Lord. That's what we're adding to what we already read. All right, so the takeaway is God helps us. All right, God helps us. And so then we want to help him. He loves us. He loves us first, so we love him back, right? He helps us, so we want to help him back. We want to accomplish what his goal is in our lives for us and for others. All right, Jesus sets our example, so we follow him.
Yeah.
We're always looking to be of a help and a blessing. That's what Jesus did, all right?
Yeah.
Helping is a direct defense against disunity and discord.
Yeah.
It's hard, you know, as a church, we come together, we help one another.
Yeah.
And so that pushes down the enemy's ability to come in there and hate and cause harm and discord.
Yeah.
And so we love one another, we help one another.
Yeah.
All right, husbands lead the way and the wives will follow that godly example.
Yeah.
And so there's instruction to the husband. And then the parents, teach your children by precept and example.
Yeah.
Minimize discouragement by being encouraging.
Yeah.
All right? Minimize discouragement by being encouraging. That's what helps, all right? And then when we do that, expect our children to follow our godly example, and then what will happen is we end up with a better world.
Yeah.
We end up with a better world. It has an effect on others, all right? They have effect on their friends and their acquaintances. May God help us this morning. I'm glad to be in the house of the Lord this morning. I'm glad that whatever God wants us to do, he said he'll enable us to will and to do.
Yeah.
To will and to do of his good pleasure. This can be done by the grace and help of God. Pray for me. I want to have a helping mindset.
Yeah.
I want to be a helper. So pray for me. I will be praying for you. Thank you for your time and your attention.